the bells chime in Russia's Rostov in celebration of Orthodox Easter. As worshippers flocked to pray and have their traditional painted eggs and Easter bread blessed, many had the war in Ukraine on their minds.
I have a lot of relatives in Ukraine, and a lot of them have died. It is scary to talk about it because I might be persecuted for what I'm saying now. It's very scary.
There's a war between good and evil going on, and we understand perfectly that evil wants to win. Nobody likes our Orthodox world. Everybody wants to destroy it.
In Moscow, President Putin attended Easter service led by Patriarch Kirill. Soon after Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine, the Russian Orthodox Patriarch announced his church's support for the war. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church, already at odds with Moscow after the annexation of Crimea, responded by announcing it would cut all ties to the Moscow Patriarchate. Theologist Andrei Kuraev says the Russian Church still hopes not all is lost.
Moscow is fooling itself into thinking that those people are its followers, and this is false. We've already seen Moscow making a similar mistake when it thought that once Russian tanks appear on Ukrainian borders, they would be greeted with flowers by Orthodox Ukrainians of the Moscow Patriarchate. They did not.
In Ukraine, soldiers marked the holiday with food sent from home and donated by locals. The church in Kyiv also encouraged worshippers to celebrate.
This year, like the previous year, we celebrate Easter to the sounds of cannon fire, but no sorrow or tragedy can overshadow the joy of the holiday. The resurrection of Christ is the victory of divine love over human malice, of light over darkness.
As the fighting continues in Ukraine, many pray for the violence to be over. Dmitry Medvedenko, Al Jazeera.
Poland has suspended food imports from Ukraine until the